I do want to just share with you, you know, yesterday we were able to talk about, you know, some of the topics that can really encourage you. You can find this on your VFN TV app. If you haven't downloaded your app, you can download an app for your mobile phone, mobile device in your app store. Just type in VFN TV and it comes up. It's a free app. You have highlights where you can listen just to segments of the programs, go back and remember, have a few laughs or learns about what's going on. But also, you can listen to the program live anywhere in the world now with the VFN TV app. Just yesterday, we were talking about, you know, who provides for you. I mean, you got to listen to that. You need to really think about, you know, who is your provider? Because right now, that's the argument. The argument is, you know, where are we going to turn for provision? Where are we going to turn for provision? I'm actually looking at this right now on the VFN Torch, and you can get to this at VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch, right?
That's right.
Isn't that cool? My goodness. I tell you, whoever's managing our web presence is just brilliant. I mean, it's like somebody who knows how to turn a computer on.
Right.
Another, you know, I got to share yesterday about three things the doctor told me. And you might find it's interesting, but also give God praise what's going on. Also, God is working it out. Listen, no matter what it is, realize God is working it out. It may feel like he's working you over, but in the end, he'll work it out, right?
That's right.
And then finally, you know, we can't point our fingers, but we can fight. You know, quite often people just say, well, you know, what can I do? And they just let things roll right over them. And the thing is, yeah, well, you can't point your fingers, you're right, but you can fight the good fight of faith. There is something that we can do. And then, of course, the top, every day, you know, we try to talk about the top three stories on the VFN Torch. And so you can actually listen to that one segment. And if you're real busy, you can find out, you know, what are the top three that you guys are reading or listening to. And then I got a chance to share about Biscuits, United States Navy, New York in a Mansion. You've got to hear that.
Yeah,
you got to hear that. As well as, you know, that, you know, atheism is on the increase in America, and people who define themselves as religious is on the decrease, you know, dropping from 73 to 60%. You got to go to the VFN Torch and just find out what's going on. You got to, you know, we want to be able to encourage you. We want to know you. We want you to be informed about the news. We don't want you just to, you know, so much of the church today that has a heart for God, you know, don't have a heart for the people and what's happening in the culture and the nation. And Jesus was all about, you know, going through from house to house and from city to city and transforming the city from the inside of the person's heart out, not from, you know, politics down. But but with that, you know, we need to get involved. We cannot bury our head in the sand of denial. So what we do at VFN Radio, you know, we look at the facts, you know, directly, without, you know, just ever how it is, the truth. But then we illuminate it with light, the light of God's word. And we just kind of shine God's light on it, you know. His word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. That was good. That was very
good.
That was a test. And so, which means a light unto my feet, it tells me where I'm at. And it also is a light unto my path, a lamp unto my path, it tells me where I'm going.
That's right.
And so if you want to know where you're at and you want to know where you're going, we need to look at what's happening, but then we need to take the light of God's word and kind of see what God says about it in his word. But then we want to be able to take that, okay, this is what's happening, this is what God says about it, but then we want to inspire you. We want to inspire you to understand, is like, this has not taken God by surprise. There is a proper response, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But the question is, how do we respond to this? What do we do? You know, around the fountain at work, what do we say around? Do we just listen to the negative news and say nothing? Do we, you know, do we hear people say, oh, you know, anyway, just whatever, and you have no responses?
Right.
You know, because all you did or all you're hanging around is people who bury their heads in the sounds of denial and don't tell you how to live your life on a daily basis. You know, and people, it's if you deny, you know, 90% of your life, it appears a lot easier, but it's not. You know, and people live most of their life right in the context of the everyday culture. And how can we obey the great expectation of God if we don't know what to say?
That's right.
You know, what
That's
is right. God? You know, and so we want to encourage you. Then finally, the aspect that we want to do is to activate you. Now that we've looked at the truth, we educated ourselves on the truth, we illuminated it by lighting it up by God's word. We mm-hmm. inspired you, understanding that greater is he that's in you, the he that's in the world. We want to activate you and us together to go into the world and to preach this good news and do something about it. Not mm-hmm. just let the news run over us, but to nail the prognosticators right in their lie and say, you know, that might be what you believe.
That's right.
But I believe the report of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we have VFN TV. VFN TV is where we deliver the precept upon precept teaching of God's word. It's filled with prophetic words. It's filled with teachings from A to Z, and it's there for you. It's be a free subscriber to VFN TV, and you can listen to it and watch it on your mobile devices, your computers, your smart televisions, your Donna was going through a whole list of different things. You know.
iPads.
Yeah, but there's a notebooks.
iPads.
Well, iPads, but there's also Nook.
Nook, yeah.
The Nook, the Hook, and the whatever.
Kindle Fires
and all yeah. that. And you can start getting these teachings. And so VFN Radio, you know, we bring you a lot of encouraging words in the Word of God. But precept upon precept, you can find that distinct aspect of what we're doing in VFN TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not leaving that out. We're actually bringing it all together. But on an everyday basis, you need to hear about what to do, what happened today. I mean, when mm-hmm. somebody goes into the FRC in Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. with a Chick-fil-A bag a couple of days after all the people
and
who stood up for the First Amendment, you know, and a gun with a Chick-fil-A bag, when people stood up, ate chicken around the country to stand up for the First Amendment rights, and goes in and begins to try to shoots the guard and is planning on shooting people that are there, mm-hmm. we need to know what to do with that. We don't need to hunker down and get afraid. We need to say, wait a minute, why is this being allowed in our country? What have we done, God, that we have let it come to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Not what we've done as Americans. What have we done as Christians?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, see, the thing about it is God is in control. He's the creator of the universe. And it's his son, Jesus, who came and walked on the earth for 3 years as a sinless, born of a Virgin Mary, walked 33 years, but walked 3 years in his ministry, mm-hmm. sinless life. Mm-hmm. He's the one that paid the price for us. He's the only way to God. He died. He took on the sins of all men. You know, God turned his back from it because the sin was so utterly sinful. But once he was a sacrifice for sin, he was risen from the dead by God, the one and only God. And he sits now at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and me. I mean, he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's different. That's why it's different how Christians respond, because every other God's not God.
That's right.
Those
right.
are just ideas and concepts and religion and all that kind of stuff. And people are very religious. But you have the difference is this, Christians, that we serve the true God, and we know about the only access to him. Any other way is a thief and a robber.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so if we bought so much into the American culture, we'll actually sit back and think we can actually do this thing by being an American.
Right.
And you can't do it by being American. There's a reason why they put One Nation Under God after World War II in the Pledge of Allegiance, because they realized we cannot do this thing outside of God. There's a mm-hmm. reason why our founding fathers acknowledged Jesus and said all of our rights come from God, because we can't do this outside of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
So true.
This is not a big bag of religions. That's not what, you know, the bumper sticker they got out there. This is not what America is. That was not the original intent of the founding fathers.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, we can't buy into the American concept by selling Jesus out.
Mm-hmm.
We got to realize the only hope for America is for us, the church, to get that revelation back and begin to serve God and to walk in his ways and realize that the God and the only access to God is their only hope and our only hope.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you see people sitting back because they're buying into the concept of this whole new thing that came out since 19 whatever.